Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll have some leftovers, celebrate the birthdays of Elmer Grosso, Roy Bargy, and others, and do some walking. Just to make sure I didn't run out of music, I took more records over to the island for last week's live show than I knew I would ever need. Even though I went more than the 3 hours I was planning on, I still had a few records I didn't get to, and so they're going to start off the show this week. Here's Irving Aronson and his Crusaders.
Thank you.
A record I haven't played on the show before. Just a nice, elegant dance band record by Scrappy Lambert, crooning with Tom Jarren and his orchestra, or at least that's what the label of that December 8, 1931 Brunswick record says. It may have been just a studio band, but it's a nice record in any case. That was All of Me, written by Seymour Simons and Gerald Marks. All of Me was also recorded by Mildred Bailey with Paul Whiteman and by Louis Armstrong. Before that was a record I had intended to play in one of the 12 sets on last week's 12th anniversary show. That was Pearl Dixon, D-I-C-K-S-O-N, not D-I-X-O-N, and 12 Pound Daddy. Nothing whatsoever is known about Pearl Dixon other than she recorded four issued sides for Columbia, all on December 12, 1927 in Memphis, Tennessee. I have a huge backlog of CDs that I haven't entered into the database, and last week's anniversary show gave me the opportunity to go through and discover some of what's in there. Many of you know that I am a theater organ aficionado, and in that stack of CDs I found a CD by Sidney Torch. We heard Hot Dog with British pianist, theater organist, conductor, arranger, and composer Sidney Torch on the Christie Unit organ in the Regal Cinema, Marble Arch, London, recorded April 5, 1933. At the time, the Christie was the largest pipe organ installed in a theater in all of Europe. It was removed in 1964 when the theater, or cinema, was demolished, and the organ is still in storage. It contains some rare effects, including a cock crow, crockery smash, and 18 tuned bird whistles. We started the show with another one I haven't played before, from the first of what will be a series of CDs on the Rivermont label of the complete recordings of Irving Aronson and his Commanders. That was I Dare Not Love You, with the intro of Twilight Voices from January 20th, 1926. Both of those songs were written by Harry B. Smith and Sigmund Romberg and are from the Broadway show Princess Flavia. You know them better as Irving Aronson and his Commanders, but on their first four sides for Edison, of which I Dare Not Love You is one, they were credited as Irving Aronson and his Crusaders. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Today, August 5th, marks the birth in New York exactly a century and a quarter ago, that would be 1887, of trumpeter, violinist, and bandleader Elmer Grosso. Besides being a sideman in a number of bands, he played violin in Harry Yerk's new group, The Happy Six, from 1919 to 1921, before starting his own band, which went by several names. Besides the ones you're going to hear, there was the Riverside Dance Orchestra, the Champion Dance Kings, Elmer Grosso's Kentucky Cardinals on the Challenge label, and Elmer Grosso and his Crusaders. I wonder if he picked that name up from Irving Aronson and his Crusaders. Vocalists with the band, other than the two you're going to hear, included Elmer Russell, Jerry White, Claude Reese, and Harold Arlen, who at the time was known as Harold Arluck. There are also vocals credited to the Grosso Trio and the Grosso Brothers, but I couldn't find anything about them. There's an Edwin Grosso singing with the Royal Troubadours on a harmony recording of Never Without You in 1928, but I couldn't confirm that Edwin's a relative. After leaving the music business, Elmer Grosso moved to Florida, where he went into real estate. He died in Fort Lauderdale in October of 1970. Here's Elmer Grosso.
blackbirds are bluebirds now. Bad luck's gone on its way. Good luck had to come back to say my blackbirds are bluebirds now. Told the little whippoorwill, told the pretty daffodil, told the preacher on the hill. The wedding's Sunday, honeymoon's Monday, yes siree. Life's worthwhile, look at me with a great big smile. My blackbirds are bluebirds now.
We begin our birthday salute to Elmer Grosso with Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra and Mother Dear from a Jeanette 78 wax November 23rd, 1926. The vocalist was Elliot Stewart, who is also listed as a vocalist for the Vagabonds, which, as you know, is a pseudonym for the California Ramblers. Elmer Grosso made dozens of sides for Jeanette between 1926 and 30, and there's a photograph of the band on the sheet music of Horses, with the caption introduced by Elmer Grosso and his versatile orchestra. That was followed by Elmer Grosso and his Mount Royal Orchestra on October 22, 1928, in My Blackbirds or Bluebirds Now, written by Irving Caesar and Cliff Friend. Lots of people recorded that, including Bernie Cummins, Gene Goldkett, Ray Miller, Annette Hanshaw, Ruth Etting, and the National Cavaliers Quartet. We finished up with one of the few, if any, other vintage songs about Montana, Montana Call. That was Elmer Grosso and his Greenwich Village Orchestra once again around February 20th, 1930, a couple of weeks after Arthur Schutt and his orchestra recorded their version for OK. Montana Call was written by Herbert Stothert and Clifford Gray for the MGM picture Montana Moon, where it was sung by Joan Crawford, who plays the wealthy Joan Prescott, better known as Montana. Cliff Edwards is also in the cast as Froggy. Last week, July 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Newaygo, Michigan, of pianist Roy Bargy. He grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and began studying piano at age 5. He had hopes of becoming a concert pianist, but couldn't afford to study in Europe, so his musical career began playing piano and organ accompanying silent movies. In 1919, he moved to Chicago and was hired by Charlie Strait at the Imperial Piano Roll Company as a composer and piano roll editor to compete with QRS Piano Roll's star, Zez Confrey. Bargy made his first disc recording with Charlie Strait and Paul Bees in 1919 as the Imperial Three. In 1921, Charlie Strait introduced Roy to booking agent Edgar Benson, who hired him as pianist and musical director of the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. After just a year, Bargy left to form his own orchestra, taking many of Benson's musicians with him. This group disbanded after a few years, at which time Roy joined the Isham Jones Orchestra. In 1928, he was hired by Paul Whiteman, where he remained for the next 12 years and became number two in the band as Whiteman's assistant. When he left Whiteman in 1940, Roy was active in radio, leading studio orchestras, and in 1943 he was hired as Jimmy Durante's musical director. Bargy stayed with Durante for 20 years until they both retired in 1963. He died in Vista, California on January 16, 1974. Roy Bargy was also a composer, and here are three of his compositions.
Thank you. Thank you.
What a cute record that is. He was generally billed as Rudy Weedoff's Californians, but that Brunswick 78 recorded around April of 1922 credits Weedoff's Californians on Little Thoughts, composed by Charlie Strait and Roy Bargy, who had recorded it with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago for Victor about 3 months earlier. Before that was another fun record, a piano solo by Roy Bargy himself playing his composition Jim Jams on March 18, 1924. We started off our salute to Roy Bargy with a Bargy, Ernie Erdman, Roger Lewis collaboration, Teepee Blues, performed there by the Benson Orchestra. That was recorded January 30, 1922, and issued by Victor under catalog number 18874, but they also recorded it the following day with a slightly different orchestration, and that was issued as catalog number 18912. You might better recognize Ernie Erdman in connection with his much bigger hit, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, written with Gus Kahn. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. Now, this segment here was originally going to be about thoughts. I had picked out A Million Thoughts of You and My Thoughts to play, but as I was looking for a third record for the set, I came across this one and just couldn't pass it up. Thank you.
And your tootsie shake like the deuce. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Wiggle your shoulders, wiggle your knees. Scatter your fingers out with the breeze. Oh, that's the wobbly walk. Like the wavy ocean, get that motion to and fro. Slap down your left, slap down your right. There you go. That's got 'em, shoulders and fingers, ankles and feet. Just make it hotter as you repeat.
Thank you.
that set may have been about walking, but it was certainly not pedestrian. That was the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra and Wobbly Walk from a Broadway 78 recorded in Chicago around May of 1928. Wobbly Walk was composed by Harry Warren and Henry Bubbles Reber sang the Bud Green lyrics. Wobbly Walk, which is spelled W-O-B-A-L-Y, is heard in the Broadway show Paris, which featured Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and it was recorded by lots of other bands, including Anson Weeks, the Rhythmic Eight, and Waring's Pennsylvanians. The Wisconsin Roof Orchestra was directed by Bill Carlson, and the name refers to the ballroom on the top of the Wisconsin Theater in Milwaukee. It was one of two roofs operated by the Devine brothers. The Wisconsin Roof was operated by George Devine, and his brother Tom ran the Indiana Roof in Indianapolis. Before the Wobbly Walk, Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra were doing the Jig Walk on March 23, 1926. Jig Walk is described on the sheet music as the international success and sensational song hit of the production Chocolate Kiddies. Jig Walk was composed by Duke Ellington, and there are lyrics which were written by Joe Trent. Between European and American orchestras, there are at least a dozen recordings, the first by Bernard Etté in Berlin in August of 1925. One of the first U.S. recordings was by the Ipana Troubadours on December 10th of that year, and the OK Syncopators recorded it a couple of months later. Ellington himself revived it in the late 30s, completely overhauling it from its Charleston rhythm. We began that walking set with Paul Ashe and his Granada Orchestra recording for Brunswick on May 9, 1924, and the Wah-Wah Waddle Walk. Wah-Wah Waddle Walk was written by Dick Coburn, King Zaney, and Vincent Rose. King Zaney was a pseudonym used by lyricist Jack Dill, who also penned the words to Coral Sea, Every Now and Then, as well as When Buddha Smiles and Take Me in Your Arms from Singin' in the Rain. A number of other artists and composers had birthdays this past week, so let's see how many of them we can get to. Here's Abe Lyman.
Everything we'd like him to be, that's Junior. We call him Junior. He's like a king within our home. His cradle makes a beautiful throne for Junior. We call him Junior. What could be sweeter at sundown than two baby eyes of blue waiting to greet me at sundown when my busy day is through? So now we know what life is worth. Our home is like a heaven on earth with Junior, our Junior. Thank you.
afraid, my dear, that my little home has no fear. I go and kill a lion, and I give a bee a sting. I go barefoot all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. I ain't afraid of snakes, dear, and little mice, oh, they don't mean a thing. Why, I go barefoot all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. Oh, how I go for you, baby, there's nothing that I wouldn't do. So help me, this is true, baby. Ha, ha, ha. I laugh at danger, and I hear the fruit within me. It's crying for to have it cling. Why, I go barefoot all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I even climb up on the Woolworth building, and I stand right out on the ledge, and I sing. That I go barefoot all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. Why, I'd even fly up in an airplane. I'd fly it without any tail or any wings. I'd keep that airplane up in the sky all winter long, if you fall for me in the spring. Oh, I'd go the limit for you, dear, proving the love that I feel. And although I'd be bruised all black and blue, dear, ha, 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 I laugh at torture, and all that I save on shoes, my dear, will go to buy the ring. When I go barefoot all winter long, and you walk for me in the spring.
We started this final segment of the show with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Junior from June 27, 1929. Junior was written by Walter Donaldson. Drummer, bandleader, and composer Abe Lyman was born August 4, 1897 in Chicago. His musical career began at age 14 playing drums in Chicago's Colonial Cafe. Later he moved to California to lead the band at his brother Mike's nightclub, the Sunset Inn in Santa Monica. After the Sunset was forced to close, Abe landed a contract to play in the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, where he opened on April 1, 1922. As a result of their popularity at the Ambassador, the band made their first record on the Nordskog label a few months later. The following year, Lyman began recording for Brunswick, where he remained until 1936, making hundreds of sides. And we finished up with a sweet record from the original Boop Boop Badoop girl, Helen Kane, and I'd Go Barefoot All Winter Long If You'd Fall For Me in the Spring. That was from March of 1930. Helen Kane was born Helen Schroeder in New York on August 4, 1904. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.